Philip Semple, PhD surgeon. Care today's date is 08/13/2025. The patient is for Miss Ada Booty. Booty spells B-O-O-T-Y. Ada spells A-D-A. Date of birth is 11/02/1951. This is a 73-year-old female here with runny nose and congestion, period. The patient said this has been going on for approximately 1 week. She says she's been using over-the-counter medication with no improvement, but she says she has to stop over-the-counter medication because it is causing her blood pressure to go up, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient said discharge from her nose is clear, sometimes green. The next line, patient described reports cough, which she said is productive of green sputum. She denies myalgia, chills, increased temperature. Next line, a patient says she continues to use her CPAP machine, which she said sometimes contributes to her congestion the morning after, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies are reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert, oriented, and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 94% at room air. Correction, she is chronically on nasal cannula at 2 liters per minute, and she's at 94% because of a chronic illness, period. She appears in no distress, however, period. Next paragraph, blood pressure reading could not have been assessed. I suspect her blood pressure may have been too high. It's not reading on the machine. We did a manual. The manual was 189/88. She was given a clonidine, and blood pressure was repeated approximately half an hour after the clonidine. It's 185/81. The next line, respiration 18, temperature 98.2, period. Next paragraph, HENT, normal. Next paragraph, nose congested, clear discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates, period. Next paragraph, throat, erythematous and edematous, tonsils, pharynx, and uvula. No exudate present, uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, distended secondary to obesity, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, cardia, she has 1 plus pitting and edema, open parentheses, this is chronic for her, she with her ongoing hypertension issues, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented and streak, patient is wheelchair bound but demonstrates no signs and symptoms of neurological deficit or acute disorders, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is rhinitis. Assessment number 2 is pharyngitis. Assessment number 3 is cough. Assessment number 4, bronchitis. Assessment number 5, chronic COPD. Next paragraph, today we did the following tests: strep, flu, COVID. These tests were negative, period. However, she was exposed to her son who tested positive for strep. Her son is her caretaker, so I will go ahead and, because of this patient's comorbidities, I will go ahead and treat her with antibiotics, period. And in the clinic, she received a shot of Rocephin, 1 gram IM. She was observed for an additional 15 or so minutes, then reassessed. She said she's feeling a little better. She's comfortable with my discharge plans, period. She was given strict return precautions, strongly encouraged to go to the emergency room if she does not get better, period. She was reminded of her comorbidities and the reason why she must go to the emergency room if she does not improve within a 3 or 4 hours, period. Patient was sent home with the following medication: Tesalon 100 milligrams 1 PO TID for 10 days, number 30. Next medication, doxycycline 100 milligrams 1 PO BID for 10 days, number 20. She advised to increase fluids to come back to the clinic if worse. End of dictation.